I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, which are powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight, a Wednesday, the 30th of July, and we are less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which is tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Apparently, I was saying it was 4 o'clock. I don't remember saying that, but people are like, Arcand, it's 6 o'clock, not 4 o'clock, which I knew, but I don't know why I said that if I did. Either way, it's 6 o'clock tomorrow, right before I go on the air. So, listen, from the beginning of the broadcast day at 6 a.m. when Greg and Wiggy and Courtney, and are they all in tomorrow? I think they probably are. They'll all be here. And listen, a trade could get made tonight, so we'll obviously let you know if it does. But in the event that it doesn't, there's going to be, and I know how these days go, it's a trade deadline. You are not going to admit that this thing is over until hours later. So, like, even after I go on the air, it won't be until, like, 8 o'clock that the deadline's officially over. But if we get from the beginning of the Greg Hill Show to the end of WEEI Afternoons before I go on the air tomorrow night, and the Red Sox have not made a – if not acquired anyone I've ever heard of – okay, that's the line I'm drawing. Doing the Red Sox this year, I have a book back here with how to pronounce every single player's name in all of Major League Baseball. And I know what you're probably thinking, why don't you read it sometime, Arcand? I probably should. But I have been about as in tune with Major League Baseball this year as I've been in a few years. Not since I was really playing regular fantasy baseball, like daily fantasy baseball, and making moves on the waiver wire and all that stuff, was I as in tune with the entire league as I am this year. And it's just, you know, not like bragging or anything. I'm just saying, like, for me, this has been a lot. And if they make a trade and the return is someone whose name I don't recognize, I am going to be very angry at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and I am going to let you all know about it. So just get ready. It's going to be one of two things. Or I guess there's also an option C, but option A is going to be what I just described. We wait all day for the big move. It never comes. Option B is they actually do make a big move, and they do acquire someone who can help them down the stretch. In theory, we'll see if they actually can or not. And this is also a hypothetical player they haven't even traded for, so we'll see. But if it's someone I've heard of and think positively of, then that would be great. Then there's option C. And option C is that they go out and they make some trades, but it's more like last year where, yeah, they need help in the rotation, so they got James Paxton. And, yeah, they need help in the bullpen, so they got Luis Garcia and the other guy who I can't even remember what his name is. And, yeah, they needed a right-handed bat, so they went out and got Danny Jansen. And, by the way, two of the players that the Red Sox traded for last year have been traded again this year as like throw-ins. Or Danny Jansen, I forget where he got traded, but he got moved. Luis Garcia just got moved back to the Angels. You know, like it's a very indicative, I'd say, of how nothing, how those were nothing moves last year. And they can make some moves, but if they're nothing moves, just don't, you know, don't try and slide those past us again. Don't try and float that to the fans. Some nothing trades, some nothing players. And then be like, yeah, so what do you think? Like, no, you, I'll tell you right now, you're better off not doing anything, honestly. Because really, this team, as is playing well right now. And they have a logjam at certain places, and they have needs at certain places. And if that doesn't get addressed, then the fans are not going to be happy. If their needs aren't addressed and addressed by going through some of these log jams on the roster and going about it that way, I think that's what people have come to expect here at this deadline. Or come to, maybe not expect, this is the wrong word, like you don't expect it because it's the Red Sox, but you've come to believe that that's the right thing to do. You've come to believe that there is a clear give and a take here. There's a yin and a yang. You need pitching. This team needs outfield. You need this. This team needs that. You have that. You can give that. And they can give. They can trade it back to you, too. There's arrangements that make sense this year. So are they going to do it or not? Red Sox in on Mitch Keller, according to, you know, whoever decides who's in on who. I feel like, you know, you get that crap all the time. This was from Nesson and I believe the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A fella named Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says that multiple teams remain interested in Mitch Keller. The Yankees, Cubs, Mets, and Red Sox have all reached out. Pirates could also look to move Keller in the offseason. Notion that one source claims could give the club better odds of landing an established big league hitter in return. And I saw that and I thought, huh, an established big league hitter, eh? Would you do Jaren Duran for Mitch Keller? I like Mitch Keller. I might do that. I might do it. Wouldn't be my number one choice. And I would miss Duran. And if they would take, you know, Abreu for him instead, I might consider that. Just because Duran's so hot right now. But he's also probably peaking in terms of trade value at this point, I would think. And then I guess the natural follow-up there would be, well, if he's peaking in trade value so much, can't you do better than Mitch Keller? Mitch Keller or Dylan Cease? It's a fair question. Similar pitchers. If the Pirates want, and I'm surprised to read that, by the way. I'm surprised to read that they want an established big league hitter in return. What do the Pirates want with an established big league hitter? That's a team that I figured would just want to trade their good players and get prospects back. Minor leaguers. Guys that don't cost anything and who down the road you can, you know, maybe develop into something or trade away when you try and load back up. If you ever do, I don't know, it's the Pirates. But maybe that's not the direction that they're going. And the only established big league hitter in return that I feel like the Red Sox have any possible interest in moving on from is one of the outfielders. Now, according to some reports, Jaren Duran has been a rival executive has said the Red Sox are telling us now Jaren Duran is untouchable. We can't, no matter what we offer, they don't want to trade him. So maybe that means Abreu. Maybe that means somebody else. I don't think it means Rafaela. I don't think it means Roman Anthony. And honestly, I don't think it means Ref Snyder either, because he's your only right-handed outfielder. Or your right-handed bat in the outfield. But it's got to mean something. You know, it's got to mean something. Five outfielders for the rest of the year. You know, I feel like that's pointless. You can't play them all. And you have other needs. So do something about it. If it's Mitch Keller, it's Mitch Keller. Honestly, I don't think that would be a bad trade. I like Mitch Keller. And he's having a career year. So, you know, maybe you trade a guy with some value and you get back a guy with some value and that's the way it works. And maybe it's not exactly what you wanted or you think you're getting a little less than what you should be getting for Jaren Duran. But, you know, that's the way the trade deadline works sometimes. Especially if you're in the market for starting pitching. Have you noticed, by the way, no starting pitchers have been traded? It's all relievers and rental bats. That's basically it. With a couple of exceptions and mostly guys you never heard of. None of the big name starters have moved yet. And I wouldn't be shocked if any of them did, because that's, to me, or I would be kind of shocked if any of them did, because I'm not sure that anyone's willing to pay that freight for these starters. For relievers, sure. even if it's a good reliever, yeah, we'll kick in some prospects for that. We'll go ahead and do it. Two of our top 10 guys. But for a starter with cost control, it's going to be like three guys and the player and the, you know, and it's like, I could see Craig Breslow just shutting down. Robot style. Just, too much. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dean in Jamaica Plain. Go ahead, Dean.
Well,
hi, Dean.
Jeez. Thanks. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right? You can hear me?
I can.
Okay. Some perspectives on the trade deadline that and this whole media fiasco that comes up every freaking year. You know, I mean, I've always looked at the deadline as like your chance to get the bad wood out. You know, the high talented but bad seeds, get them out. Like I was all in on getting Garcia Pera out in August mm-hmm. of 2003. My wife was like, "What are you talking about? He's a marquee player. He's a franchise player." And then 2 months later, EEI is saying, you guys were saying in August, September, we had a swoon. Maybe something's wrong in the dugout. Maybe we should be thinking about like playing some, you know, trading some big names.
Dean, a couple of things. Hold on, Dean. Excuse me. A couple of things. Number one, in 2003, I was still in college, so I wasn't saying that. And number two, the bad seed was already traded. Rafael Devers was the bad seed. He got traded. When they traded Nomar, they got back They got back Cabrera for him, who was a very good shortstop. They traded Devers for a reliever who can't really get the one foot in front of the other out there.
My point is, it changes. It changed the clubhouse. Like we don't know like what Garcia Paris' interaction was with his teammates. Everything sounded good, but we don't really know. Like, but in the meantime, I think trading Devers is great. That was awesome. Look how the San Francisco Giants are doing in the last since the trade. Right. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Cora is charged with, hey, how do you think the team's going to do this year at spring training? How do you think we're doing so far? And this whole idea of, is the team going to sour on management if we don't add, is just such a media conversation.
It's not a media conversation. He's done that before, Dean. He has soured on the front office before. He's come out and said it. We have other callers, so I got to let you go. But, I mean, that's just real quick. That is not a media creation at all. Alex Cora has very defiantly sent messages either in the form of post-game comments or leaving a kid like Bear Claw out there on the mound to get his brains beat in 2 Augusts ago. Remember that? Like, that was, you know, to say that that's a media creation, I think, really lets Alex Cora, and not just Alex Cora, but a lot of his players, too, right off the hook. Devers used to complain about it. Xander Bogaerts used to complain about it. Both of those guys are gone, ironically. You know, conspiracy, I don't know. But, like, that's not a media creation. That is not a media creation. That is a manager who, rightfully so, by the way, and I agree with him, felt as though the front office abandoned the team. And while all these other teams were out there making real moves at the deadline, here was Chaim Bloom or Craig Breslow, whoever it was, kind of sitting on their thumbs and saying, you figure it out, Alex. Yeah, I know all these other teams are adding pitching and adding bats and doing all these things that you would love for us to do, but we can't find a way to make that work in our model, and it's not efficient, and it's not, you know, money-wise, doesn't make sense for us, so we're just not going to do it. We're going to trade for a bunch of nobodies, and good luck out there. And Alex Cora was tired of it, like anybody would be. So don't call that's not a media creation. That's not fair to say that. That was a real thing. And if you need me to go back and read the transcripts, they're right out. They're readily available. Alex Cora was not shy about it either. I mean, come on. AJ's in the car. Go ahead, AJ.
Hey, Christian. I don't know what that guy's talking about, but I got a trade with the Nationals, which is kind of falling to the regular Red Sox. It's nobody, but it's somebody kind of deal.
Okay.
Is Josh Bell and Brad Ward from the Nationals, because Bell will fill that slot at first base that you desperately need a first baseman. He's a switch hitter, so you got a right-handed bat in the lineup. And Brad Lord is a good fifth starter option who pitches out of the bullpen right now. He's got, I think, a 3.27 ERA. So I just wanted to get your opinion on maybe that would be, it would appease Hunt Henry because they're cheap rental players, and it would appease the fans because at least you're doing something.
Yeah, maybe. AJ, thanks for the call. I'd say in the case of Josh Bella, that's a 32-year-old first baseman who's having a down year. He's had some good years recently. He's been, you know, he's been hit for power. He's not a, you know, a bad player or anything like that. And he's back on the Nationals. He played for them, I want to say, like 4 or 5 years ago. And he's bounced all around. You know, he's been traded a bunch of times. Let's see, 2024, he had 19 home runs last year. 23, he finished with 17. You know, I consider Josh Bell to be kind of a middle-of-the-road type of guy, but potentially someone that could put some stability on that side of the infield, potentially. The question is, if you're going to give up pieces for him, do you consider him to be a more stabilizing presence than, say, Abraham Toro or Romy Gonzalez or whoever, or potentially those guys in a platoon? And I got to say, I don't think the answer to that question is yes, not this year. He's hitting 228 this year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that this is the year to roll the dice on a guy like him. If you want to upgrade at first base, upgrade. It's kind of like with Ke'Bryan Hayes and that whole trade that just got made. Because Ke'Bryan Hayes is a great fielding third baseman. But you're not talking about a guy that can hit. And the Reds needed help at third base. Ke'Bryan Hayes will give you a good glove over there, but his OPS is like in the sixes, and their OPS, team OPS at third base this year at Cincinnati is in the sixes. So it's not like you really upgraded that much. I don't want the Red Sox to go out and make a trade if it's not an actual upgrade. That doesn't make sense to me. Let's go to Nick in the car. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Arcan. How's it going? Great show as always.
Thank you.
Listen, don't let it go to your head or nothing, but you're right again. I totally agree that a halfway move would almost be worse than nothing at all. And I agree, too, that I think this deadline is going to be indicative of how the core Breslow relationship really is, right? Because if they go out and they make a halfway move, what that says is that the only person left in the building who is in any way, shape, or form in touch with the city and the team and the fan base, now that Mr. Breslow, you're a stiff, is gone, is Alex Cora. That's what that means if they only do a halfway move, is he's the only one. As much as the whole Fire Corps crew still likes to call in here and there, I think if Breslow thinks, like, oh, here's a nice shiny, I mean, again, not the rag on the last caller, fifth of the rotation start, you know what I mean? It's right. Like that, I feel like all that says to you is they don't know what they're doing. Now, the only thing I'll say to that is, and I'll admit, it's been a few years since I've really tuned into the Sox. The only reason I did this year is because of the moves they made in the offseason, because of Crochet and Bregman and Chapman. So he's shown that he has it. I hope that he has it again. Like, I'm going to be really watching things close this next 24 or so hours. And, yeah, just hope that they make a good move with it.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate that. I would say that whether or not they make the big trade we're all hoping for, whatever that is, and everybody has their own sort of idea of what the ultimate move would be here at the deadline, who the best guy is, you know, Joe Ryan or Cabrera or whoever. Whether or not that happens, it's really about if this team and these scouts and GMs and people in the front office, and to a bigger extent, I'd say ownership, because they're the ones who ultimately decide on these things. But there's no excuse now to say something like, well, we looked around and we figured we couldn't get a deal done, and also there weren't a lot of trades to be made. That's not true. You made a trade. You traded Rafael Devers, so there are trades to be made. And not only that, but in the last 2 weeks, there have been a flurry of trades from the American League, mostly, teams that you're competing with, teams that are all around you in the standings, in the wild card standings, in the American League standings. And they're figuring out how to swing some of these moves. You are not. So I don't want to hear, yeah, there just weren't trades to be made. There are trades to be made. Other teams are making them. And they're making them for players that could have helped you and your roster.
And we're running out of time here, folks. We just are. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls in just a minute. But first, at 8:30, we got our New England Nightly News. And before that, here's Thomas with what's
trending. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Trending. Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. It's 8:30, so we'll get to our New England Nightly News in just a minute. But there's a bit of a development happening here in Los Angeles right now. Or I guess it's in Cincinnati. The Reds and the Dodgers are playing. Shohei Ohtani the other day, for the first time in his career, struck out in four straight at-bats, right? Is that right? This first time he's ever done that. And he was starting. He was a starting pitcher tonight for the Dodgers. And in the fourth inning, there was runners on first and second with were there outs? I don't know if there were outs or not. But there were runners on first and second, and he left his start in the middle of an at-bat after throwing six consecutive balls, two of which were wild pitches. So what's going on with Ohtani? Something to keep an eye on as he leaves the start, having given up one run in at least three innings. I'm not sure how many outs he got in the fourth there. But he left in the middle of an at-bat, so could be something bad. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Before we get to the New England Nightly News, let's go to Paul in Milford. Hey, Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it, Christian. How you doing?
Good. Are we talking Milford, Connecticut, Milford, New Hampshire? Which Milford? Milford, Mass?
Milford, Mass.
So, what's up? Whatever happened with that fight at the Legion game the other day in Milford?
I was trying to figure it out. Yeah, I know. What a terrible thing. They were undefeated, I think, and it's a shame. I think their season's over.
Yeah,
I think
Springfield came back after the suspended game. They came back and played it, and Springfield had a crazy comeback, and they ended up winning the game. But do you ever know what happened with Yeah, do we know what happened with the kids who were fighting?
It was the parents, though. It was the parents, I heard. I don't know. So okay. There was something in the news. Terrible for the kid. Yeah. So trade proposal. You said the Rays definitely are not looking for prospects. What do you feel about giving up Abreu to get Diaz and throwing in their choice of either Turo or Gonzalez because they're going to need to fill the hole at first? What do you think? And also, do you think we could throw a prospect at Minnesota to try to get Christian Vasquez back as some defensive help? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, Willy Abreu for Yandy Diaz, I think, would be a bad trade for the Red Sox. I think they'd be giving up too much. If the Rays want a major league ready player, then I don't know if I'd give up any of the Red Sox regular players for Yandy Diaz. I just don't know if I would do that. I don't. If it was Suarez or somebody, you know, like a real impact bat, and Yandy Diaz isn't bad, but I value Abreu over him, and I, you know, like that would be one of those instances where I feel like you're losing the trade. And if you could trade one of those outfielders for pitching help, I'd rather do that than trade him for Diaz. That's just me. I'd like Diaz on the team. I would like to explore other ways of acquiring him than having to trade one of your stud outfielders. If you're trading one of the stud outfielders, I want something more studly than that in return. And I would prefer that if they do trade one of those guys, that they would be doing it for a starting pitcher. And it doesn't even have to be a guy with cost control. I'd prefer that. We'd all prefer that. But starting pitching help for this year, and then you decide what to do at the end of the season, that's okay with me too. I'd be fine with that, too. All right, it's 8:30. Let's get to our New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
And I know there was more to that guy's call. That was all of it that I wanted to tackle right then. But it's time now for the New England Nightly News, where we let you know what's going on all around the Commonwealth here of Massachusetts, as well as New England and beyond. And this story is one that I did not know was something that was happening here in the city. We all know that the city is undergoing changes all the time. In fact, right now, where I live in Dedham, right now, every single street and road in Dedham is blocked off for some reason. I don't know why. Where I live in Dedham, I can't go anywhere. I leave my house, I go out onto the main road, closed. Detour this way, closed. Want to go that way, closed. Want to take the back way, closed. Everything's closed. I shouldn't even say this, but like I drive past the road close signs because there's nothing happening. It's not like they're doing work on those roads. They're just closing off all the roads. And I got to get home. I don't know how to get home the other way. You know? Dedham's not that big, but it's like I know my way home. I don't know how to drive all over creation to get back to my house. Like this is it's a weird thing going on there. And I also noticed out here too, out in like Alston and stuff, bunch of roads closed. I understand you got to go out and do this stuff in the summer when the ground's not frozen. But my God, it's happening everywhere, all over the place. Roads just closed. Oh, that's annoying. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is a revolution happening on the streets of Boston right now as Mayor Wu has decided that she is finally going to do something about the rat problem.
Well, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is showing off a concept for the city's new rat-resistant trash cans. Wu shared a video on social media demonstrating how they'll work. This particular trash bin is in the north end. Wu says the cans are hands-free and fully enclosed so rats cannot get in.
Boston is a home for everyone except for rats. And we
time
know
out,
that
time out. Hold on a second there. Time out. That's Mayor Wu. They're saying Boston is a home for everyone except for rats. That is not true. That is not a true statement at all. And I'm speaking as someone who I don't, where I live now, I don't see rats like anymore. But I lived in Alston for many, many years. And Alston's part of Boston, ipso facto. The rats live here. I mean, they're among us. We may not want to make things comfortable for the rats. I understand that. But to say that, you know, Boston's home for everybody except the rats, just at this point is not a factual statement. Anyway, go on.
And we know that one of the best ways that rats and rodents survive is when food is left out as a free-for-all buffet for them.
So the trash cans are also resistant to seagulls and other pests.
Okay, all right. So if you haven't seen these things, these new trash cans aren't exactly some kind of technological wonder. All right? It's a big black trash can, and you press on a little step, and it the disposal part pops out and you throw whatever you got to throw in there. You don't have to touch it, but it's supposed to be rat free and seagull free. And I'm not sure what's so different about these trash cans than other trash cans that are covered. I mean, like there's a lot of open trash cans and yeah, you're going to get rats and crap and, you know, rodents and stuff, seagulls and all that flying around there. It's, you know, whatever. But I also feel like there's a lot like the big trash can revolution came when they had those two. It's like the black ones with the silver bars, and there's one of them's trash, and the one next to it's recycling, and they're right next to each other, and you pull them back like a mailbox. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? those became like the hot trash can all through the streets. But now we got these new ones. They kind of look like a black R2-D2, you know, like they're about that size. And you step on the pedal, and that kicks out the mailbox part, and then you just drop your trash in there. And that's supposed to be some new thing that now the rats can't get in and the seagulls can't get in. And this is going to be the new trash thing in Boston. And I got to see one of these things up close because I'm having a hard time understanding what makes them rat-proof and the old ones not rat-proof. You know what I mean? Like, is that this is just a new thing? Now someone's like, you know what? We should do something about these rats. We should do something with the trash cans that involves keeping the rats out. Have we tried a step? Have we tried a mail slot? Have we tried? What have we tried? What have we done? Let's get our best trash people on it. Our sanitation department. It's funny, though, because this is one of those things where I don't think it's like the number one pressing topic in Boston right now by any means. But it's also one of those things that's largely inoffensive. And you should see some of the comments. Oh, this is communist trash cans. Mayor Wu, oh, this is a trash can. There's a lot of people I understand who don't like Mayor Wu. And if you don't believe me, then just look under any one of her Facebook posts. Which, by the way, she's been doing a lot of. I don't go on Facebook very often, but the rare times I do, I see posts from her. And she's in the city, and she's doing, you know, various events and making appearances and stuff like that. And it seems like she's very active and that she's doing a lot of stuff here as we get closer and closer to the mayoral election. And Josh Kraft, who I've met. I've never met Mayor Wu. I've met Josh Kraft, and I think he's a very nice guy. But the latest polling shows him trailing by about 60 points to Wu. And it's Boston. It's an incumbent mayor. It's the way things work around here. I'm not at all surprised by it. I'm also not surprised by the fact that she's popular by bucking the GOP in the White House and sort of all that other stuff. I know that here on WEEI and, you know, their listeners and various things like that, sometimes it skews a little bit more conservative. But I think generally when it comes to Boston voters, they're not fans of the president. They're not fans of the GOP. And so when she goes there and tells them all to bleep off, which is basically what she did, that's going to make her more popular. And I know people may not want to hear that, but that's just the way it is. I mean, that's politics. So I'm not at all surprised that she's dominating in this mayoral race. And Josh Kraft, who, by the way, I think is a very nice guy, and I met him a couple of times, and I like him, but I don't know. I don't really think that there's much of a chance for him to really compete here. I think Wu is going to steamroll everybody. And she's going to do it on the strength of these new trash cans all throughout the city. That's right. First mayoral candidate to run on the trash can platform. You know what? If they are able to drive the rats out, you know, like St. Patrick style, they got them all fleeing out into the Boston Harbor. Well, that would be quite an accomplishment, wouldn't it? I think you'd have to. Some of you might have to change your tune about old Mayor Wu if she's able to get rid of the rats.
What if the rats migrate to where you live now, Arkan? How would you feel?
I mean, if they go to where I live now, they're going to have to deal with all the other wildlife. I live right by the Neponset Forest. I see all sorts of animals. Grew up a city person. Then we moved to the suburbs. And then back to the city. And then back to the suburbs. So I've had a little bit of both. But I sort of figured that I was, you know, retired from suburban life. And then I met my wife, and she said, no, you're not. So we moved to the suburbs. And now I say there's animals all over the place. So if the rats come to where I am now, first of all the roads are closed, so they're going to have a hard time getting around. But they're also going to be in constant peril. There's hawks flying around, vultures. I saw this big bird fly by my house. It was all black with like a red beak, and it was flying around, and then it sort of dive-bombed on the street near me and then just hung out there on the street. And I meant to look up what that was. It was like it looked like a vulture, I guess. I don't really know what a vulture looks like, but it was all black with a red face, with like a red beak. And it was really cool looking. But I also thought, you know, I have a small child, and there are a lot of birds of prey flying around here. Like, I'm glad I don't have like a little dog. Imagine having a little dog out there, and there's just hawks and eagles and vultures and stuff just constantly flying around because you're near the forest. Like, that would stress me out.
I know the area. That's where my school was. Curry is right in that area.
Yeah, right, in Milton. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know that area.
Sketchy area for animals.
The Blue Hill and, the Neponset Forest and all that's right. That's my backyard, basically. So, yeah. The rats want to come there, then that'll get rid of them quick.
very aggressive turkeys out there. I got in a fight one time with one.
Really?
Yeah, I was exiting a door on campus, and there was a turkey right in front of me. And it had a fight or flight reaction. And it, like, put its wings out and, like, yelled or whatever.
Yeah, that's how they show aggression.
I had a fight or flight reaction, and I kicked that thing 25 feet back.
You kicked them?
I didn't know what else to do. I was scared. I was a turkey.
You should have squawked back at him.
Next time, if it happens. Yeah.
But, hey, listen, it's a wild animal. You can't reason with it. You can't speak its language.
It's got, like, the smallest brain out of an animal, I think, a turkey.
Turkeys? Yeah, the turkeys are pretty dumb looking. You know, they look pretty stupid. I've never assaulted a turkey like you have, but I almost did once because there was a row of four turkeys, and they were standing in front of my car one morning when I was going to work. Just the four of them, like they were in the mafia. Like they were just standing in front of the car, like waiting for me.
They do walk around in like gangs and cults of like multiple turkeys.
Yeah, this was like a crew. This was like a crew of turkeys. So I didn't want to engage with them because there's four of them, one of me. So I went back in the house and I grabbed the baseball bat and I started dragging it on the ground, like making a lot of noise, you know, like Negan
like
the Walking
Reaper
Dead.
With
yeah,
the big blade.
Right. And I was like, all right, turkeys, like, let's dance, you know, like what are we going to do? What do you want to do? And they didn't move. So I walked around them and I went in my car and I started the car and I moved forward and they moved out of the way and I drove past them. And then they went back into a line of four after I drove past them. And I was like, what the hell? It was like the Children of the Corn, you know? It was like really weird. But yeah, you gotta be careful out there. And if the rats all make it to Dedham, if they all make it to the suburbs, they will get devoured by the animals out there. Only the alpha rats will survive. It'll be like New Orleans during COVID. All the restaurants were closed, nowhere for the rats to get their food. So the rats started eating each other. This is true. In New Orleans, the rats started eating each other. And then the only rats left were like these mutant freak rats who were like cannibals and who ate their whole families and who ate all the rival rats and everything else. And they were the only ones left. So for a while, once the restaurants reopened, you had these like mutant rats, not like the cool Ninja Turtle kind either, like the freaky cannibal destroy everything kind. And that was a tough time to be there. Anyway, 617-779-7937. There's your New England Nightly News. Here on the Christian Arcan Show. Quick break. When we come back, the Patriots have a lot of players under 25 on the roster, including Kayshon Booty, who's been showing out lately at camp. We'll get to this article in ESPN about all their players under 25 and where they rank in terms of young talent in the NFL. It's coming up now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Next.
You get sprung. Wanna pull up top because you notice that button is stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny. It's Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. I know this isn't exactly like kind of some basic bitch stuff right here, but this was a karaoke go-to for me for years. And I didn't go to karaoke that much, but if I did, Baby Got Back was coming on. Patriots have a lot of talented players under the age of 25. So much so that ESPN put out a story about every team in the league grading their talent, players under 25. 32 teams ranking their talent of players under 25. And the Patriots finished in the top 10. Number one was the Houston Texans with C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Lassiter, as well as Tank Dell. Or I guess Dell's 25 now, but, you know, these are all under 25 players. Seahawks, Devin Witherspoon, Byron Murphy, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Commanders, Jaden Daniels, Brandon Coleman. The Giants, Malik Nabers, Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart, Kayvon Thibodeau. The Bears with Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, Darnell Wright, and Colston Loveland. The Lions, Penei Sewell, Terrion Arnold, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, Jahmyr Gibbs. And then at number seven, after they ranked 25th last year, jumping up to number seven on this list, are the New England Patriots. Their blue chip players, Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, and Will Campbell, who you'll remember, are the three players that were in the other ESPN article by Bill Barnwell about the players on each team that would fetch the most in a trade. So it's interesting that it's those three guys again. And here is what is written about the New England Patriots by Aaron Schatz, is the author of this. He says, here's an up-and-coming collection of young talent, the all-new, all-different Patriots. Not all different. May is very promising young quarterback talent who turns 23 on August 30th. He ranks 17th in QBR last season despite subpar receivers and offensive line play. But young talent is here to save the offense. First-round rookie Campbell, 21 years old. Third-round rookie center Jared Wilson is 22. By the way, Jared Wilson is really impressing people at camp this year. I don't want to let the show go by without mentioning that, because he's someone who Caden Wallace talked about and other guys have talked about. Even as a rookie, it seems like Jared Wilson is already becoming kind of a go-to guy for a lot of other guys on that line, which I think is a good thing there. At receiver, the Patriots, Schatz writes, at receiver, the Patriots have 22-year-old rookie Kyle Williams, 23-year-old Kayshon Booty, and 24-year-old DeMario Douglas. They may even be able to get something out of Jalen Polk. Easy there, Shotzi. Who had a troubling rookie season but is 23 years old and has plenty of potential. One more leading young player is the 23-year-old Christian Gonzalez, second-team All-Pro, who covered opposing number ones more often than any other corner in the league last year. However, the Patriots have much less young talent on defense. They concentrated their early picks this year on offense and picked up most of their new defenders in free agency. Even in the 2024 draft, the Patriots selected only one defensive player, sixth-round corner Marcellus Dial, who turns 25 in December. So, you can look at this one of two ways. You can look at it as a positive, promising development that the Patriots are now considered a top 10 team in terms of talent under the age of 25. And there's no way to look at that as a totally bad thing. But it is one thing you can look at and say, okay, they're rebuilding the offense, and this is the first year of the rebuild, and there's bound to be some growing pains because they just don't have enough veterans. And that's a potential hurdle I think they're going to have to really, really have to charge up to jump over that one. Because that's the truth. I mean, that's the truth. Steph Diggs is a good veteran receiver, and Hunter Henry, you got some good veteran tight ends. Ramondre Stevenson is a veteran running back, but, I mean, you know, we'll see how good he is. On the offensive line, Morgan Moses is your veteran there, and I'm not sure about him. Mike Onwenu's been in the league a few years, not sure about him either. Your left tackle's a rookie. New wide receiver's a rookie. All the wide receivers are under 25, basically, except for born in the digs, seems like. And on the defensive side of the ball, he's right. You didn't really get much younger on defense. You got a lot of veterans. You got guys who can plug and play right away. All that's good news. But in terms of the future, you may end up having to rebuild the defense sooner than you want to as well, just because you didn't invest as much in the draft there. And as far as the offense is concerned, it's all very much up in the air whether these guys are going to be functional NFL players in a functional NFL offense. And I guess we'll all find out the we'll find out the results of that together. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with your Red Sox phone calls. Going to recap all the moves of the day here at the trade deadline. We got the Arcan Fire coming your way at around 9:20, and we have Clickbait at 9:45. I've saved this. I've wanted to talk about this the entire show, but this Gilbert Arenas thing, that's going to be our clickbait story. I don't telegraph them usually this far in advance, but with this one, I'm dying to talk about this. So we'll save plenty of time to discuss Gilbert Arenas and the Israeli mafia card game that was being hosted at his mansion and how he's been arrested for that and is now facing charges. We'll get to that at 9:45. In the meantime, 9 o'clock hour comes your way next here on the Arcan Show.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.